just begin with a postscript on what we discussed last time. I had mentioned Rav Schechter had told me something of the Birkas Havelim, but I hadn't gone to the Birkas, so I clarified. He told me that a few years ago he went to visit a Professor Levy who was sitting Shiva, who was the brother-in-law of the late Eli Klein, long-time administrator of Yeshiva's Kar Miavne. And he told him that his father, who was a Rav, probably from somewhere in Germany, said that his minhag was to recite Birchas Havelim even biyachid, even without a zeman, biyachid. Rav Schechter thought that's probably more correct, even though clearly the minhag olam, as we know, is not the way. And he asked Rav Schechter what he did when he was an Havelist as far as reciting the nusach of Birchas Havelim, Birchas Hamazon. So first he said that he probably didn't eat bread. But then he said Shabbos, he probably did eat bread. So he didn't remember if he actually did say Birchas Havelim, but he thought maybe not. But he thought that in principle it's not clear why we don't. Okay, now we're going to move on to the Nihugei Havelis and the Suri Havelis, beginning with Sim and Shin Pei. Mechaber begins, Eilu Devarim Sha'avil Aser Behem B'Malacha B'Rechitza B'Sicha Nilas Asandol Tasha Shemita Asa Likas Vitar V'Asa B'Shel HaShalom V'Kvisa V'Chai V'Tivis HaRosh V'Kfiya Samita Kal Shiva V'Asa L'Niach Tfilin V'Yom Rishon V'Asa V'Gihitz V'Tesvaret V'Simcha V'Ichoy Kera Kol Shloshim Yom. And that's if, which will be expanded upon in the next 15 or so simanim, should take us the better part of the rest of our time together learning Hilchas Havelis. Simon Shinpei, however, discusses the Isser Malacha. What do we know about the Isser Malacha? The Gemara tells us on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Avol Aser Vasiyas Malacha, Dechsev Yafachti Chagetem Le'evel. Ma'achag Aser B'Malacha, Av Avil Aser de Milacha. Where quotes the pasuk in Amos, the equation between Yantiv and Avelos. So just as there's an Isser Milacha on Yantiv, there's an Isser Milacha on Avelos. Sounds like Isser Milacha means Lamites Milachos, with, as we'll see, some qualifications. The Gemara says, and Daf Kaf Aleph on the Beis, here the Gemara has a series of Nihugei Havelis where there's a distinction between the first 3 days and the latter days of Shiva. One of those, the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, top line, Avol Gimel Yom Rishonim Asir B'Malacha, Afilu Ani Amisparnis Minastaka. So the first 3 days of Avelos, there's an absolute Isser Malacha. Even a poor person who has no source of sustenance is Aser B'Malacha. Mikan Ve'elav Osa B'Sin HaBesof Beso. From that point on, meaning from day three and on, we'll see whether day three is mixed with the Yom Kippur or not, from day three and on, he's allowed to do Malacha where warranted, where necessary, in Ani perhaps, B'Sin HaBesof Beso. Ve'isha Tava B'Pelach B'Sof Besa.
What's a pelach?
A weaving loom. Part of the loom. Or the instrument on the loom. Okay. That's what it says in Sit Beis. Malacha Kesa, Kol Gimel Yom Rishonim, Asa B'Malacha Filo Ani Han Misparnis B'Nefstaka, Mikan Ve'elach Imu Ani Ve'en Lama Yochal, Osa B'Tzina B'Soch Beso, V'Isha Tava B'Pelach B'Soch Beso, V'Alam Chachamim, Tava Lav Me'era L'Shkenav Shetzvichu L'Kach, just as we saw that Lashon in the context of Suda Savra, Tava Me'era to the Shkenim that don't provide food to Avol Yom Rishon for the Suda Savra, same lashon tava me'era to those neighbors that force an avel to do malacha during Shiva in order to provide for his needs and don't themselves assist in providing for his needs. Okay? So that is the Isser Malacha. We'll see as we go on that in addition to Isser Malacha, there's also an Isser Masav Matan, an Isser of engaging in commercial activity independent of any Malacha involved, which is based on Yerushalmi, as we will see. Why is there an Isser Malacha for an Avel? The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam, page Kuf Ayin. The way the Ramban phrases the question is, why do we find that there are certain dispensations to Asiyas Malacha? We'll see that there is a dispensation that allows, under certain circumstances, Malacha to be done Ayidei Acherim, as we'll see in Se'if Hei, which is something we don't find by other Yisrael Malacha. Let's say Yisrael Malacha Cholamoy, there's no dispensation, there are dispensations of Dabar Avid and the like, but there's no blanket dispensation of doing Malacha Ayidei Acherim. So why do we find a broader dispensation of Malacha Ayidei Acherim for an Avel Uzasib Malacha than for Malacha Cholamoy? The Ramban writes that when it comes to Avelus, the Isser is only on the Avel. The point of the Isser Malacha for an Avel is that he should be able to focus on the Avelus. He should not have any other distractions. He should be totally focused on the Avelus. And therefore, under certain circumstances, there are dispensations to have Malacha done Ayidei Acherim. If other people are doing Malacha on his behalf, that is not going to detract from his ability to focus on Avelus. As far as the geder of the malacha, the type of malacha that is usher for an avel, the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Ma'ikatan seems to equate malachas avel, or the isser malacha for an avel, with the isser malacha on chol hamoed. The Gemara picks up on the lashon and Mishnah, Dafid Aleph and Beis, in the very beginning of the second paragraph. Misha hafach es zesav ve'iro avel, o ones. The person is preparing his zesim to be pressed, and then he becomes an avel. Or some other ones happens. Toin kara rishonah manichah lachar moed, dear Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah prescribes, what are you allowed to do on chol hamoed? What do you have to leave until after chol hamoed? The Gemara says, pasach ba'avel, v'siyem b'moed. So the Mishnah seems to conflate the Isser Malacha of an Avel, the Isser Malacha Chol Moed, or at least something's lacking in the flow. Gemara says, Amar Sheish, Shabrei D'Rav Idi, Zosa Meres, Devarma, Mutarim b'moed, Asurim b'mei Evlo. So the first day it says, no, apparently there's a difference, that things that are Mutar Chol Moed are still Asur b'mei Evlo. And Rashi Amar, Lomi Baik Amar. So, Lomi by Avelus, or the Isser Malacha is only Derabbanan, and here, under certain circumstances, we're Matir, even by Chol Hamoed, or the Isser Malacha may be Deraisa, under certain circumstances, we're Matir, where there is a Hefset. But the Gemara does entertain or discuss equation between Isser Malacha and Yantiv, and Chol Hamoed is a malacha for an avel. If you take a look at the Darkei Moshe here in Siman Shin Pei, Os Hei, Darkei Moshe notes the mashmos of a Mordechai, that whatever malachas mutar on yantiv is going to be mutar on chol moed. So malachas ochal nefesh, for example, to the extent that malachas ochal nefesh is mutar on yantiv, it's going to be mutar for an avel as well. Dr. Moshe writes in Sivkata Yud as well. What's the Mordechai? They say Sivkata Mordechai, Moe katan taf taf kuf kaf tes, taf taf kuf kaf tes. Mordechai writes, in Yachal Avel Itain Tfuwa Litkon Lo O Kamach Lefos Lo Pas. So Dabar Pashtus Shumotu Lefos Afilu Tanur Mali Pas. And Avel is allowed to put in the ingredients to bake bread. He's definitely allowed to bake bread. Afilu B'Yantav Shari. Because that Malach is Mutar even on Yantav. That's Ochal Nefesh. He goes on, V'mei Evlo Kimo Cholamoy. The Isser Malacha on for an avel is equivalent or parallel to the Issur Melacha that we find for Chol HaMoed. And therefore, to the extent that Bishul is mutter on Chol HaMoed, or even Yantif, Bishul would be mutter for an avel as well. Same thing is true for certain domestic chores, cleaning the house. That's what the Truma Sedeshin writes. Get to the Truma Sedesh in a minute. The Ramban quotes an Avel Rabasi that Sarfei Abayis are mutter for an Avel. You can sweep the floors, you can clean up the house. Truma Sedeshin has the following. Truma Sedeshin, Simon Reish Peites. Reish Peites. Sheila. Isha Achas Mishares as Eitzel Asher Achim Bebeisov, Yerba Avel. So he had a woman who was employed as a domestic assistant for a balabas. Shari Lalavasha Velefas Velasa Shar Sarfi Bayas Pi Gamelo. So she's an Avelis. She's employed to run someone's household. Is she allowed to cook, to bake, clean the house during a period of Avelis? Truma Sedeshin writes, we read the Shari, these malachas are mutter, afilihim isharesis b'chinam, v'kosh shekhem b'skar. Kebeduma shekach nimsash echem hagedolim harakach, v'nir arayim, v'hadim, ayis v'yar aday, tanya kibet abayis, v'yadachas kosos, so that's what the Ramban quotes, that rinsing out the cups and making the beds are not a violation of malacha for an avel. These are things that are not so critical. If you don't sweep the floors, if you don't rinse the dishes, it's not so horrible. Koshigen of the official, so that's mutter for Avel. Koshigen cooking, if you don't cook, you want to what to eat. So just as these things are mutter on Chol HaMoed, and some of them on Yantav as well, they're mutter for an Avel. That's what the Chava writes in Sifkat Beis. Kibud abayis hadachas kosas atzas amitas ein ba mishum malach la'avel v'chei mutter le'isha le'efas le'levash v'imei evlo chalet sarach le'ather ma'ez ava ma'a she'enu sarach la'asa v'chei isha v'sharesis v'bayit v'beis ba'al abayis echad distrumas hadesha v'ira evel v'teres le'efas le'levash v'la'asa v'shar sarach le'abayis bein shi mishareses v'chinam bein b'schar. So these kinds of domestic chores that would be mutter on Chol HaMoed, that are part of the normal living, either tzarach ochel nefesh or general upkeep, so that's mutter for an avel as well. Moving along with this comparison to Chol HaMoed, the Rama writes, or in the parenthetical note in the end of Sif Beis, kederach shem mutter lift up b'Chol HaMoed, kach mutter lift up b'mei evlo. So the way that it's permissible to write on Chol HaMoed, that is how an Avel is allowed to write during his Avelis. The Bader Shulchan just notes here, can't be that the Rama means to say across the board that every situation in which there's a heter, every instance in which there's a heter of Ksivan Chol HaMoed, there's a heter for an Avel, because that's not true. So for example, Chol HaMoed, there's a heter of Tzorchei Rabim. So you're allowed to do Malacha, you're allowed to write if there's some communal need. You don't find that same heter for an Avel. Tzorchei Rabim isn't necessarily, barring extreme circumstances, Tzorchei Rabim of itself is not Matur Malacha for an Avel. Or, let's say you have by Chol HaMoed, the heter of Igeres Shlomim. Under certain circumstances, you can write a hello letter. So that would be usher for an avil as well. So it doesn't mean that every situation or every category in which malachas ksivas mutar chalamai is mutar for an avil. Maybe what it means is that either means the way that you can write a chalamai, you can write as an avil. I mean, to the extent that you should avoid malachas uman if there's a difference between ksav mishita and ksav ashuri, or a type of ksiva that's malachas uman versus malachas hedyo, maybe that difference would apply. Or where there is a need, even though the gather of what's considered a need for an avil is different than the gather of what's considered a need for a chalamai, but where there are those categories where there is a need for an avil, davar avil, for example, then that would be mutter. The Rei Sofrim thinks, Sivkat and Yilches, that what the Rama means to say over here is that it's true that not every situation in which ksiva is mutter and chalamai is ksiva mutter for an avil. But there's nothing that's usser for an chalamoid that would be mutter for an avil. Meaning, avil is more chamer than chalamoid in certain areas. So there are certain classes of dispensations that exist for chalamoid that don't exist for an avil, but there are no classes of dispensations that exist for an avil that don't exist for chalamoid. And we do indeed find that there are situations where a avil may be more kal than the Isra Malacha on Cholamoy. So for example, if you look in Sifei, Asur Lasos Malachto Aidea Cherim, in general, an Avil can't have other people do Malach on his behalf either. Ela in Cain, Hudavar Avin, Shadavar Avin, Mutra La'Avil Lasos Aidea Cherim. However, if it's a davar avod, so then there's the dispensation. That's the gemara, the beginning of that we just began reading, the beginning of the second paragraph of Ma'ikatan. If you have a davar avod, then there's a dispensation for doing melacha ayde achera. Afilu davar ha'aser b'moi mishum tircha mutter v'afilu humaisuma. And here, an avod may be more kal than cholamoi. So even that which is aser cholamoi mishum tircha could be mutter for an avel al yidei achera. You look in the shach over here, he comments of katan dalid, the dafka b'moed asu dvarim shel torah b'nei kavod amoed. The whole notion of tircha, or the value of tircha, or distinguishing between malachas that have tircha and malachas that don't have tircha, that's only relevant when it comes to malachas kol amoed, because they're the operating determinant is kavod amoed. If you do a malacha that involves more tircha, so that's a stronger violation, a stronger compromise of kavod amoed. Aval ba'avil she'os ha'idei achirim, ma'if baslan b'tarach la'achirim. But when it comes to an avil, if we're going to be matir malacha ha'idei achirim, then there's no reason to distinguish based on the level of tircha if the malacha is being done ha'idei achirim in any event. Not the avil doing the malacha, someone else is doing the malacha. As far as someone else is concerned, it doesn't make a difference what the volume, the nature, the extent of the tircha is. The tircha is a value for chol hamoed, where anyone who does a malacha on chol hamoed needs to minimize tircha, or something that involves extreme tircha would be aser. But that's not relevant when we're examining malacha done ayinei cherim on behalf of an avil. Okay. Now the Rama adds, "V'yesh omrim dim lo yuchal lasos ayde echerim v'hu davar ha'avod mutter lasos avod lasma." So if you have a davar avod lichachila, you should have the davar avod performed ayde echerim. If that's impossible, and it's going to be a davar avod, then even the avod himself could do the malacha. So to have the avil himself do malacha better to avoid it toch gimel yamim, but even toch gimel, if it has some ruba, there's what to be mekel of that. And again, the shop writes here in Sukkot, and hey, mutter lasas avil ba'atzmo, Afilu davish yesh batircha umaisa uman. So the Shach does say that where it's a davar avad, we're going to allow the avad to do the malach himself, that even if there is tircha involved, he's allowed to do so. So to the extent to which that's the case, that an avol could do malach and malach and davar avod, is the machlokas in the Gemara here on daf yud aleph amud beis. Let's jump back into the Gemara. Few lines before the end of the short lines and you dial from the base. Shivagam Leo Lomer Zesav Hafuchin Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu. Let's say the Zesav already had been turned over, prepared for being pressed, and the only professional who's capable of completing the process became an Avel. Kadalog of Ve'ein Sham Uman Elohu, the same thing, you have a Kad that needs to be properly lined, and the only professional who can do it is this Avel. V'shtana l'halos min ha-mishra, v'tsamra l'halos min ha-yorah, v'ein shamu min ha-lehu, ha-reise yaseh b'tzinah. So Shimon Leo says that under these circumstances, if the only person who is capable of finishing the malacha is an Avel, and if he doesn't finish it, it's going to be a davar avod, then the Avel is allowed to do this malacha b'tzinah. That's Shita Sir Shimon Gamliel. As opposed to the Tanakama, Rabbi Huda, or the Tanakama, that asks Malacha even the Malcolm Dover of it. The Ramban in the Torah Adam paskins like this of Shimon Gamliel. Ramban writes, Malacha could never make a level. So we'll have to discuss as we go on the parameters of halacha kedivrei Meikel Avil. We alluded to this a little bit before, but at least by machlokas tanaim, everyone should agree halacha kedivrei Meikel Avil. That's what Ramban says. Because halacha kedivrei Meikel Avil, we pass the life of Shimon ben Gamliel. Therefore, malacha as davar avil is much different avil. And if there's no one who could do the malacha other than the avil himself, even the avil himself is allowed to do the malacha. That's what the Beis Yosef paskins, and that's what's reflected in Sif Hei that we just read in Shulchan Aruch. If you have Malacha Stavar Avod, then you can have the Malacha done Al Yidei Acherim. And the Ramah says, this Ramban, that La Halacha Yesh Omrim, that if it's possible Yidei Acherim, then the Malacham Davar Avod, the Avod could do it himself. So that's the position of the Tana of Shimon Gamliel. That's what the Ramban says is halacha, and because halacha kedivrei Meikel be'ava. And the Beis Yosef seems to pass in the way, even though in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't say so, at least not explicitly. Shulchan Aruch, he just quotes Ayde Echeirim. Why is that? So the Beis Yosef acknowledges that the Rambam and the Rif leave out this of Shimon Gamliel. So it's arguable that by omission, the Rambam and the Rif may mean to paskin against the Shimon Gamliel, that there's no heter of Malacha Stavar Avod for the Avod himself, even B'makom Hefsid. Okay, so again, the Ramban is explicit that we pass our Shimon Gamliel's mutter. The Rif and the Rambam leave out this din. And Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, just quotes the heter of Ayidei Cherem, and the Ramah quotes even Ayidei Atma. Then the Gemara goes on. That feed off of a base. First long line. Yes, Kane. Okay.
What was that?
Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And I, again, encourage everyone to bring a Gemara Moed Kazim with you when you come. Yasser al Kain, Amr Shem Gamliel, Mahaya Umel Larabim, Visapa Rubalim Larabim. If this Avel is a professional that services, a professional craftsman that services the community, or he's a barber, or he's a tanner that services the community. Vigie Sarego, and it's a busy season, the Ancham Uman Elohu, and he's the only professional around. It's Erev Yontif, everyone needs a haircut. And the only barber in town is an Avelus. Hareza Yasa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the barber who's an Avelus is allowed to provide haircuts for the locals where there's no one else around who can provide that service in a situation of need. The Rush here, Parak Beis Simon Beis, quotes the Ravid, that we pass in like Rav Shimon Gamliel in this din as well. Just as we find the Gemara in Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the din of Rabbim Shvichim Lo by Talmud Torah. If you have an Avel, it's also by Talmud Torah. But if he's the only one who could pass in a Shailah, and there's no one else around, the Avel is allowed to pass in the Shailah, because Rabbim Shvichim Lo, because there's a communal need for his services. The Rush quotes the Rabbi to say, just like there's a heter of Rabbim Shvichim Lo when it comes to Talmud Torah, that heter is not limited to Talmud Torah, it applies by other situations of Rabbim Shvichim Lo as well. So if Rabbim Shvichim, his services is a barber, then even if he's an avelus, he's allowed to provide those services despite the Isser Malacha that otherwise would be in effect. Okay, that's the Rush quotes in the Ravid. Just as we have Rabbim Shvichim Lo in Talmud Torah, we have Rabbim Shvichim Lo in haircutting. And the Rush himself seems to be machmir that we don't expect Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbim Shvichim Lo is a din unique to Talmud Torah because of the special nature of Talmud Torah and the need to have a avenue for Sack, but that's limited to Talmud Torah. The Lech HaMishnah's bothered, Perek Hei Halacha Yud. There are two Rishon Gamliels here. The first Rishon Gamliel is the Heter of Davar Avud Ayidei HaAvel, and the second Sheet of Rishon Gamliel is the Heter of Rabbim Shvichim Lo. So the Rush, in the first din, paskins like the Ramban does, then we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's a heter of Davar Avud, Ayidei HaAvel Atzmo. But the Rosh is mafmir in the case of the barber, that we don't allow the barber to give haircuts on Erev Yontif, even if he's the only game in town. So that's the Lech HaMishnah is bothered by. How does the Rosh split his fak? In the case of Lechus Davar Avud, he's Mekel, because of a Lechus Kedivar Mekel Ba'avel. In the case of Rabbim Shvichim Lo, of the barber, of the tanner, he's Machmir. That's a Lechus Mishnah's Kasha. Good. Rav Avadya suggests, Chelik Beis, page Kuf Lam Nevav. Maybe the difference is as follows. When it comes to Melechus Davar Avud, the heter is because of the Davar Avud of the Avel. The Avel is in need. He's going to lose a lot of money if he doesn't engage in this Melecha. So when it comes to the Avel himself, we say Melecha Kedivri Mekel V'Avel. When it comes to Avelus, we'll pass it like the more Mekel Shita for the benefit of the Avel. But maybe you don't say Melecha Kedivri Mekel V'Avel if the recipient, the beneficiary of the kula, isn't the avel, but someone else. Halacha Kedivrei Mekel V'Avel tells you that we'll pass in like the more mekel shita for the benefit of the avel. But it's not to the avel's benefit to give haircuts, it's to the benefit of the person whose hair is being cut. So there, we wouldn't say Halacha Kedivrei Mekel V'Avel, if the beneficiary of the kula is not the avil himself, but a third party. That's sort of Avadya's suggestion to explain what seems like an inconsistency in the psakim of the Rush. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Aleph, Kosan the Chamudi Daniel. Nirek says, She'afshe lahatir lahaskir susav b'chdei lachilan shezeh davar avod. Okay. Kosav od, the davar ha'avod afilu la'afir mutter ha'avalasas. So Chamudi Daniel paskins that we do invoke a hatir davar avod for the benefit of a third party. Lefika mutter rofe lele l'sel shiva. Therefore, if you have a sick patient who's in need of the services of a doctor who's an avelis, that doctor is allowed to make a house call during Shiva. Even though it's not the avil's davar avod, it's the davar avod of the patient. And even for the psychological or emotional benefit of a chola, the avil is allowed to leave his house to violate yitzim yitzel beso for the benefit of a chola. Michael.
Based on this, we see that why can we transpose this to get the avil for the community that the avil could do it?
Again?
Before we said the avil for the community, it's not so partial that the avil could actually do it for the community.
That's what Rav Avadya said to explain, that seems to be the steer in Piskei Rosh. Right, Shikam Leil says it's mutter be effectively Rabban Tzvi Chalo, that if he is the only barber in town and Rabban Tzvi Chalo is Erev Yontif, it's mutter. And we're just explaining why the Rush is machmir. Right, so Lahalacha the Chavudi Daniel says no, you can be makel for Dava Avod even if it's the third party that. For whom it's the davar avod, not the avil himself.
Okay.
Good.
I forgot, I missed the part in the middle. So we have this state shuva that's saying that it's mutter for a third party, and then in the middle, Rabbi said something, I didn't catch it. We have the case of the barber on one side, and then on the other side, Rabbi just said the case of a doctor who's doing for a third party. What was the case of the
barber? So if we're makel on the barber, we're definitely makel on the doctor. But come with the thing of the case is a doctor. Right, the question is, do we pass on like Rishon Gamliel in the case of the barber? That's not explicit in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rosh seems to be Machnir, the Ravid is Mako, and the Chavudi Daniel here is paskening essentially Lakula.
Okay.
Now there is a Shu in the Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simen Peivav. Chelik Aleph Simen Peivav is asked about the following. There is a city where there is one shochet mumcha menusa, one expert shochet, and it became an avil. And the rabbi paskin that another shochet should shecht, even though the other shochet wasn't as proficient as the first shochet. And some people question this fact, why should they have to rely on the less proficient shochet if people need meat? Then even if the shofet, who's the most proficient one, is an avelis, he should shecht on behalf of the people that need meat. The Shvus Yaakov answers, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Pei, Vav. He quotes Arav Shem Gamliel, Umen l'rabim, Saper Bon l'rabim, Harezi Aseh. The Riff and the Rambam leave this dinep, just like they left at the first dinner of Rav Shem Gamliel, they leave at this dinner of Shem Gamliel. The Ramban is Mako. The Rush is Machmir. And it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So it sounds like you have to be Machmir on the Shaila. Even if people need the services of the Avel, that's not enough of a heter to allow the Avel to violate the Yisr Malacha. Especially over here, where there is someone else who could shecht, even if he's not as much of a Baki. After all, Rov Mitzuyin Eitz Hashchita Mumchem Heim. And even though you'll argue it's Malacha Sochel Nefesh, so Malacha Sochel Nefesh is Mutter Ad Yontiv, should be Mutter for an Avil as well. Yeah, but an avel, malachas avel nefesh, even for an avel, is only mutter for his own needs, not necessarily for the needs of others. The Shvat Yaakov does acknowledge a doctor would be different. If you have a doctor who's an avelus, so the post can remake that he could go treat the chole because he was in the chashas sakana. It's a mitzvah. And even if there's another doctor, so you don't say shoche, if there's another shoche, even if he's not as much of an expert, let him check. When it comes to a doctor, we know that not everyone is zocha to be healed by the same person. So if someone thinks that this is the doctor who's best suited to heal him, the doctor's allowed to attempt to heal him even during the doctor's avelus.
It's the patient.
Sorry?
It's the patient. They have more information about it.
Wait, sorry?
If the doctor, the relationship was a doctor-patient relationship,
right.
Of course they could do a better job
right.
If they have more information.
Right, right. Good. Mm-hmm. The doctor's different. And nevertheless, he says the doctor shouldn't get paid for this, for services during avelus. And if he's going out, he shouldn't wear shoes. He should be no egg. All the Isurei and the Hugei Avelus.
Except it's going to act up his...
Right.
Unless he has to speak.
Correct. Unless
speak
it's going...
To the requirements.
Correct. Correct. But that's why a doctor, he says, is different than a shofet.
A doctor's a little more like a rabbi.
A doctor more like a rabbi. Good. Mm-hmm. Rav Avadia writes, Chelet Beis, beginning on page Kuf Mem Aleph, that when he was a rabbi in Cairo in 1949, the top shochet in town was an avel, and Rav Avadia was makel that he could shef for the community. Rav Avadia thought that that's considered ochel nefesh, not like what the Shvat Yaakov seems to write. That if he is the best shulchan in town, then even if you're going to paskin against Rosh Gamliel, even if you're paskin against Rosh Gamliel in the case of the sap or the balam, even if it would be machmir in general, that the barber is not allowed to give haircuts, even if he's the only barber in town. But here, when it comes to shefting, you also have the heter of ochel nefesh. And even the ochel nefesh of others is considered ochel nefesh. And even though the Shvat Yaakov argues, Shvat Yaakov says, no, ochel nefesh is only for me, only for the avel, but not for others. Rav Avadia says, not so pashit. You see from the Teruah Sedeshim, the Teruah Sedeshim assumed that the way. The Teruah Sedeshim, we recorded earlier, that if you have a woman who's a mishareses in a house, she's allowed to cook and bake and clean for the Baal Bayis. That's exactly the same thing. It's not malacha for, it's not her ochel nefesh, it's ochel nefesh for the Baal Bayis. So just like the Teruah Sedeshim says that the mishareses is allowed to cook for the Baal Bayis, even though it's not her ochel nefesh. So the shochet should be allowed to chef for the members of the community, because even if it's not his ochel nefesh, you see apparently the Teruah Sedeshim is not like the Shvat Yaakov, that the needs of other people are still subsumed under the heter of ochel nefesh for an avel.
Rabbi, you say that this shochet be able to get paid?
It doesn't sound like it.
So the same apology which goes for the barber, he shouldn't be paid for the work that he's doing.
Right. I think Rishon Zalman says the same thing as the Shvat Yaakov, a doctor in the Tshuva and Mincha Shlomo, that if the doctor needs to see a patient on Shlomo, we discussed this last year in the context of getting paid for work on Shabbos. B'makom b'ilo nefesh. But here also, if a doctor needs to see a patient on as an avel, he should not get paid. Okay, the Kivega writes over here in his Haggad to Sifei, Mutu lasa sa avil ba'atzmo, the imla acher yesh inyan davar avud, Ve'eno motze polam lafta rak avel. Let's say the other direction. Here we're talking about the avel is going to lose money if he doesn't do malacha. The avel is going to lose money if he doesn't do malacha. So someone else can do the malacha in his behalf. And if there's no one else to do it, then the Ramah Paskins, Shas Tzachim, the avel can do malacha. Kveg is quoting from the Chacham Sadan, let's say the opposite. Someone else is going to lose money if the avel doesn't do malacha. That's another application of this question of someone else's davar avu, right? Similar to the case of the balan. Do we say, so if you're going to allow the barber to give haircuts because someone else is going to be compromised if the barber who's an avu doesn't give haircuts, the same thing over here. Do we allow a avu to do malacha on behalf of someone else if the other person is going to lose money by the avu not doing the malacha? So he quotes the Chachmas Adam as Bimeko, which was essentially in line with the Rav Avadya's tzak, perhaps for different reasons, when it comes to the Shofet. Let's go back to the Ramah for a moment about Tziva. The Ramah said, Beis had said, Kedera Shavut Yilifta B'Cholamoy, Kach Mot Yilifta B'Me'Avla. So why does the Ramah highlight specifically the Malach of Tziva? The principle should apply to other Malachos. If we're working with the equivalence between Malach of Cholamoy and Malach of Saba, why does the Ramah highlight the Malach of Tziva? The Rei Sofim suggests, Emek Davar Sif Katan Shin Pei Hei. Sif Katan Shin Pei Hei. Maybe the Ramah is highlighting the Dafka Ksiva. Ksiva is unique, that for Davar Abud, you don't need to be Mahadir Achar Acherim. Maybe when it comes to Ksiva, if it's a davar avod, the avod could write on his own without having to find someone else to write on his behalf. One other note about the equivalence between chalamoid and avelus, the Divrei Sofim quotes at the very end of the siman from the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim. As we noted before, when it comes to Malachas Kalamoi, one of the major criterion for determining what's problematic in Kalamoi is Tirfa. And if a Malach involves Tirfa, then it's going to be more problematic on Kalamoi. There are certain Malachos that, according to the consensus in Poskim, given that they don't involve Tirfa, you don't have to think twice about. Most assume, right, the Chazon Ish writes this way, in Arachayim's the end of Kuf Lamed Hei, that when it comes to a Hotzah, for example, you don't have to cheshvin about Hotzah and Kol Amoy. You can freely be mosi b'rishos rishos without thinking twice, because that's a malacha which fundamentally, definitionally, doesn't involve tircha. So to the extent that that's true on Kol Amoy, that would be true for an avil as well, that there would be no, leaving aside the issue of Yitzim Yisach Besach. But as far as Hotzah goes, there would be no restrictions on the Hotzah of an Ava. That may be true for Mavir as well. If you don't think twice about turning the lights on Chol Hamoed, consistent with this Chazon Ish, then an Ava also can freely turn on and off lights during his Avelus without cheshvening what the specific need is. When we began, we quoted the Gemara on the top of Kaf Aleph from Beis that distinguished between Malacha during the first 3 days of Avelus and Malacha during the rest of Shiva. Avol Gimel Yom Rishonim Aser B'Malacha Afilu Adi Misparnes Min Ustakim Yikam Eilach Ose B'Tzina B'Zach Beso V'Yishat Tavah B'Pelach B'Soch Beso. Okay. Now, according to most Rishonim, Tosfos writes this way here, Dibur Maskil Mikan. Tosfos Kof Aleph Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Mikan. When it says Mikan ve'elach osa bitzina, b'self beso, that's only talking about an ani. It doesn't mean that anyone who's an avel can freely do malacha after the first 3 days. It means ani am misfarnes minastaka. First 3 days, afilo ani am misfarnes minastaka is osa b'malacha. Mikan ve'elach, that ani am misfarnes minastaka is osa bitzina. There's no blanket hatzit to do malacha for anyone. It's only the ani am misfarnes minastaka after Gimel Yom Rishonim is allowed to do malacha. And there is a minority opinion on the Bali Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes this from Rabbeinu Shmuel, elsewhere it appears as Rabbeinu Shmaya, that it applies to everyone. That you read the Gemara as Avol Gamiyam Rishonim Asa Malacha, Afil Ani Mitzvahs Benasaka. We're mafmir even for an Ani, period. Mikan ve'elach, any avel is also b'tzen b'self besa. So there is such a position among the Bali Tosfos, but the consensus opinion, the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, as we read before, is that the heter after the first 3 days is limited to an ani and not to everyone. And that's, again, in the context of that Gemara. The Gemara has other examples of nihuge or isuri avelus, where there's a distinction in the level of degree or severity between the first 3 days and after the first 3 days. The Gemara has that in the context of Shelas Shalom. As we'll see, there's a gradation in terms of the severity of the Isser Shelas Shalom that changes between the first 3 days and afterwards. And we see that in the context of Yitzhiyam Nisaf Beso Lenachim Avelim, that the Isser Yitzhiyam Nisaf Beso applies during the first 3 days across the board. And after the first 3 days, there is a dispensation to the Isser of Yitzhiyam Nisaf Beso in order to be Menachem other Avelim. Why should there be a distinction between the first 3 days and after the first 3 days? The Rush writes, Simen Lamed Zayin, that is based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a lashon that during the first 3 days, the neshama is hovering over the guf, and therefore there is a certain stronger severity to the avelus during the first 3 days of Shiva. As the Baal Yerushalmi writes here in the Be'urin, that corresponds to the different stages of Shechachas Hameis Menalev. That as an Avel moves past the Ptira, there are different stages in which there are different levels of Shechachas Menalev, and that's one stage in that process after the first 3 days when the Nesham is no longer hovering over the Guf. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Ben Yeruchim, quoting from the Ravid, that during the first 3 days, or that the Isser applies more severely, the Isser Malach applies more severely during the first 3 days because of Gimel Yamul Bechi. The Kubi, these are two sides of the same coin, meaning the fact that we have a tradition or an understanding of Gimel Yamul Bechi is because during the first 3 days, the Nisham is Merachefes Alaguf, and therefore the Avelus is stronger, is more severe than the first 3 days, because that's when the Nisham is still hovering. Rav Avadya seems to understand these two reasons as being distinct. That one reason for a difference between 3 and after 3 is the Nisham are hovering. The other reason is Gimel Yamim Lebechi. And he said, Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Let's say you have a Shmua Krova. If you find out within Shloshim that you're an Avel, so if you find out after Shloshim that you're an Avel, so that's a Shmur Rechoka, you only sit Shiva for an hour. If you find out within Shloshim that you're an Avel, then you sit Shiva full 7 days. Or 7 days mixed in with Kula, regular Shiva. The Rabbi says like this. If the reason for the distinction between day 3 and after day 3 is because during the first 3 days after Kura, the neshama is still hovering over the guf, so that doesn't apply to a shmua krova. That only applies 3 days after burial. So if you only find out about the ptira 2 weeks after the burial, so then according to that reason, the heterim from lacha should kick in right away. If the reason is gimel yamim lebechi, so gimel yamim lebechi is a function of your personal count of shiva and not a function of the neshama hovering over the guf. He acknowledges that no one actually suggests this, Lamaisa, that by a Shmua Krova, there would be a blanket hat there for Gimel Yom Mishan from Lacha. And again, I think it's conceivable that the two reasons may be more closely related. But that's what Rav Avadia suggests. Rav Akiva Eiger quotes over here from the Chachmas Adam, the Masavis Moshe, that when it comes to this din of 3 days, you don't say Mitzvah Sayom Kukula. 3 days means a full 3 days. And when it comes to the din of Yetzia Misaf Beso in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, where the restrictions on Yetzia Misaf Beso were a little bit relaxed after the first 3 days, so there we paskin, we do say Mitzvah Siyam Kukula. So Badi Shulchan, Rabbi Karp were bothered by this inconsistency. Why is it that Rabbi Vega here is assuming from the Chachmas Adam, you don't say Mitzvah Siyam Kukula for the 3 days of Malacha, but we do say Mitzvah Siyam Kukula the 3 days of Yisim Yisaf Abayis, even though the Gemara seems to quote the two dinim side by side. So they both don't have a good answer to that. Rav Avadia, Haskins here against Rav Kibager, that you do say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, because Allah could never make a lava. Then he writes that it was a chazar. First, originally he Paskin like Rav Kibager, because he found the Rav Chilmi Pariz, his Machmir, so he had Vashita Rishon, and that's Machmir. Then he found a Sefer Eshkol, that's Mekel, so at least you have now a Machlokas Rishonim, so then you can say Allah could never make a lava. If the only Rishon who addressed it was Machmir, he's more reluctant to say Allah could never make a level. The fact that he found another Rishon is Mako, so that pushed him in the Chazon Avadia to be more Mako over what he had written originally in Yad Vayomer. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem will continue with the rest of Siman Shin Pei and the restrictions of Masa Matan, and then go on to Shin Pei Aleph, the Dinim of Rechitza. Well, it